As you grow, you will outgrow. And the process of outgrowing people is necessary to honor your growth. Tune in to this edition of Thursday's Thought, where I share my personal story about growing friends and family. In this episode, you'll learn the difference between your barriers and boundaries, why the process of letting people go is imperative to your growth, and how to cultivate your true community. Whether you're new to this podcast or a loyal thought leader, thank you very much. Make sure you take a moment to drop a rating and review on iTunes. Now it is time to dive into this edition of Thursday's Thought on Today's Thought Leader. Welcome to Today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremon, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen. Have you ever met those people who have like the same group of best friends for life? And maybe this is you. This is definitely not me, and it hasn't been me. I mean, in elementary school, I felt bullied by different groups of people. I always had a hard time fitting in. I didn't know who I was. I didn't have a sense of self. And so I struggled to really find people that I enjoyed being around because I was so desperate to just fit in, period. And I'm going to go a little personal here. So I discovered pretty recently, I would say within the last couple of years, that I was carrying this pattern into adulthood, you know, always trying to fit in with the quote unquote cool kids. And I noticed this when I got into the personal development industry, because it is an industry. And very, very early on, I was put in the presence of, again, the quote unquote cool kids, you know, those who are perceived to be cool, those who are perceived to be doing all the cool shit that everyone wants to be a part of their circle. And I found myself doing the same kind of behaviors that I would do when I was a young girl. It's kind of morphing myself to be what I think I needed to be accepted by these people. And maybe you found yourself or caught yourself doing the same, or maybe by listening to me right now, you're realizing that you're also doing this. Let this episode serve as a reminder to stop fucking doing that. When I actually realized that I was doing this, I dug a little deeper, because we do this because we want something. We do this because we're scared of something. And we do this because we're both wanting something and scared of something. And so my want was to feel like I had a community of support around me. And the fear was that I would never find that community. So on one hand, I was so scared that I would never, ever find my community. And on the other hand, I really wanted to find my community. And it's really hard for these two things to coexist, you know, because you're pulling yourself in different directions, creating walls that actually prevent you from connecting to people because there's that fear of never fitting in, and then becoming desperate with your actions and how you're showing up. And when I say desperate, I mean like really just morphing yourself to be what you think people want you to be because of your desire to have that community. And so I found myself in that place. And for those of you who don't know, who are new to the podcast, and you haven't heard my story, I highly recommend going to episode 1 to listen to it. But I moved to Los Angeles from Vancouver, Canada in 2013, and I really had to start all over again. I mean, it doesn't sound like a big move, Canada to the US, but holy shit, it's a big fucking move. I mean, I had to start at zero in so many ways. And when you move in your mid-30s, the first question that I was asking myself is like, how do I make new friends? You know, the only person I knew was my husband and his family and his friends. How do I make new friends? You know, I'm not going to school. where do I connect with people? And I started going to meetups just to find like-minded people. And then that's also when I started immersing myself in the personal development industry and started working in that industry. And because I was immersed in the personal development field, I found myself to be accelerating my growth at a phenomenal rate. And those of you who are listening, I know that you're into personal development because you're here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here listening to this podcast. But you know, it's like you get on this path of personal development and you start to accelerate your evolution at this phenomenal speed. And you start to change and you start to evolve, you start to grow, and then you start to outgrow. And you start to outgrow at a really phenomenal rate. Like the people you used to hang out with no longer feel like your people. And I'm here to tell you that that's okay. We're not all meant to be with the same group of best friends for our entire lives. And if you are evolving, then it is natural that your circle of friends is going to evolve. And that's not saying that you're never going to have like these long-term friends or a long-term community. You will. Once you find those people who are as dedicated to growth as you are, once you find those people who share the same values as you do, and once you find those people who are evolving in similar ways as you are. But in order to find those people, you need to let yourself release the communities that you once cherished that are now perhaps holding you back. You know, maybe those conversations with your friends who you once considered to be best friends aren't lighting you up anymore. Maybe they're feeling a little negative, or maybe they're feeling like they're dragging you down. Maybe it's feeling like they need more from you than you're actually willing to give because you now have boundaries. You know, you've grown so much that you've created boundaries for yourself. You're not putting up with shit anymore. And you have people around you who are throwing shit your way. You have people around you who are throwing you shade. I mean, this happens. And I think this happens at any stage of your growth. I mean, I just went through like a major shift in my friendships and in within the personal development industry within the last 2 years, because one, I recognized how I was still playing that same pattern of trying to fit in with the cool kids. And two, I really got clear on the type of people I wanted to surround myself with. I really got clear on who I was and what I desired, how I desired to show up in my community, and also what I desired to receive from my community. So I got clear on those things. And it was like the friendships just started falling off. And it's not always easy when you start to outgrow people. It can actually be pretty traumatic at times, because you've at one point loved these people, and you probably still do, but you're beginning to realize that it's no longer aligned. It no longer feels like a solid fit. You're really just outgrowing each other. And so my message to you is that as you grow, you outgrow, and it's okay to let them go. You know, it's okay to let things go, to let people go, to create space first for you, right? Because every new level of yourself is going to demand a new level of being, and you need to really sit with that being and really sit with yourself. So you have to create that space for yourself, and then that space will begin to fill with people who are more aligned. I can tell you this with full certainty and full conviction, because I have experienced this and I have seen so many people go through this. And I have also seen and witnessed myself the upheaval that comes from outgrowing people, because quite often that can also involve family. And this is like one of the questions I actually get asked most often when I'm sharing my story, speaking in a room, is like, what if I just no longer vibe with my family? And I think, in my opinion, what it really boils down to is, what do you value? So for me, I value family. Family is a value of mine. I also understand that I get to create my family. And so the way I look at family is, we've never all seen eye to eye. And in fact, I was the black sheep for decades in my family. I didn't get along with my parents. I didn't get along with a lot of people. And I was very much a scapegoat for a lot of things, traumatizing things that happened in my family. And it took me a while to get over it. But it wasn't, and I say get over it, but what I really mean is it took me a while to heal through that. That's what I meant. It took me a while to heal through that. And there was a period in time when I pushed my family away, when I created the boundaries of, or barriers, where it's like, nope, I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to spend time with you. I'm not going to come over. Like, that's just it. I'm just doing me. And we go through this period of doing me, right? And maybe you've gone through that. You go through this period of doing me. And in order to do you, you need to like create those strong, strong boundaries to continue nurturing your growth. And with family, the interesting thing that can happen, if you're open to it happening and you even maybe desire it happening. And again, for me, this is true because family is a value of mine. We reconnected. And when we reconnected, it was a more fulfilling, it's been a more fulfilling relationship that I share with my parents. And I'm starting to slowly open up with my extended family that I had once walked away from. But it's taken my own healing and my own growth to do that. And understanding that we don't need to see eye to eye and they don't need to understand what I'm doing. But I love them because they're my family. So when it comes to family, that can happen if you're open to it. When it comes to friendships, I'll admit I can be a little more harsh, I guess, but it's because I have strict boundaries. Like friends, I look at friends as the family you choose, right? Your friends are the family members that you choose. And so if I get to choose who my friends are, then I'm going to fucking choose wisely. I'm going to choose people who inspire me. I'm going to choose people who call me out of my bullshit. I'm going to choose people who hold space for me. I'm going to choose people who encourage me. I'm going to choose people I can learn from. I'm going to choose people. And as I continue to like cultivate this community around me and continue to grow and continue to evolve and continue to outgrow, I get to continue honoring those boundaries by releasing those who no longer fit while tightening up the relationships with those who do. And the amazing thing is now, you know, I'm almost 40 and I feel like I'm really just now starting to cultivate that community around me. And man, has it been a long time coming. So for those of you listening who are feeling a little sad that you don't have that community around you, let me tell you how to make that happen. Number one, do the fucking work on you first. So do you, just do you, like do your own growth, focus on your evolution, focus on you, okay? Because the clearer you are on who you are and what your values are and what's important to you, the easier it is for you to find your community. Second is be patient. Be patient. Like I said, I'm almost 40 and I'm just starting to cultivate my community and it feels so fucking good and it feels like a long time coming. Patience goes a long way. So be patient, knowing that if you do this work on yourself first, the community will come. And then three is be courageous enough to break down your barriers while holding your boundaries. And I say that with love, mostly because I've experienced this before. I didn't really understand the difference between barriers and healthy boundaries. Barriers can be very toxic for yourself. It's a safety mechanism. We put up these barriers to prevent people from getting close to us because we're scared of being hurt. We're scared of connecting. We're scared of being seen, whatever the fuck the fear is. So really recognize what your barriers are and what your boundaries are and get clear on that. So if you follow that, I promise you the community will come, the community will be cultivated. What's most important to remember is that you're never going to find your community if you're not willing to do the deep work to find yourself. So it always, always comes back to you. If you're in that stage of growth and you're finding that you're outgrowing people, have the courage to let people go. Have the courage to sit in space, like create space for yourself and sit in that. Have the courage to be lonely for a minute. Have the courage to be with yourself so you can create that space for new aligned friendships to take place. As you grow, you will outgrow. And I know that the growth can feel hard, but just know that your community is out there. And right now, in fact, you might have people who are really your community, like your soul community around you already. So I would encourage you to open your eyes to those who are already in your life first and see how you can deepen those connections and those relationships. Do that inner work on yourself. Have patience. Understand the difference between your barriers and boundaries, and your community will be cultivated. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Thursday's Thought on Today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. If you dig this episode, please share it with a friend and drop a rating and review on iTunes. If you have questions or something that you want to share about this specific episode, please reach out to me at I Am Ruby. And then check back on Monday for a brand new episode of Today's Thought Leader.